Welcome back. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game. Brady is back. So much going on. Guys, let's go right out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line. Joining us now, works at ESPN Stats and Information. Also a diehard Panther fan. He's seen every snap that Cam Newton has taken in his pro career. It's Brian Ives. How you doing, Brian?
I'm good, Brady. Thank you for having me on. Happy to share my years of watching Cam Newton, my knowledge about him as a player with y'all up in New England.
No, we're happy to have you. First of all, I'm Arnie. That's Brady over there. But we sound so much alike. That's okay. People get us confused all the time.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
Especially when they look at us. We're like twins out there.
This is not a Zoom call. I can't.
All right, big time Panther fan. Your reaction when you heard that Cam went to New England, because we all thought it was going to happen a long time ago. So did you kind of give up hope, or were you still like, okay, we knew this was going to happen?
I think the only two, as a fan, just following his career, the only two places I really saw him going when he was being released was either the Chargers or the Patriots. And once the Chargers you figured out they weren't going to get him, New England seemed to be the only real place to go get him. And Belichick's not one to listen to outside noise. Y'all know better than me. He's going to do what he thinks is right for his team, no matter what anybody's saying. And he's always spoken so highly of Cam Newton, incredibly highly of him, actually. So, it hardly surprised me. I really thought they were one of the only options for Cam.
Brian, do you think this deal was made because the Pats really wanted Cam Newton, or because the price point was so low? It's one of those no risk, high reward kind of things.
I think it's a no risk. You can't lose. The upside is just too much to not do it. I mean, the last time we saw Cam Newton healthy, he was what? The Panthers were 6-2. Yeah. He was top 10 in the league in completion percentage, 15 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, and then T.J. Watt ripped his shoulder up in a night game, and ever since it's been tough for Cam. And then his foot got hurt, actually, in New England preseason last year. But last time we saw Cam Newton healthy, he was on pace to have a better year, actually, than his MVP year. So I think there's no downside in at least trying to sign to see what Cam Newton can do, especially with such an incentive-laden deal. Really no downside for the Patriots.
Brian, from a stats perspective, I've crunched a lot of numbers in the last 48 hours. From a stats perspective, what can you tell us that we should like about Cam Newton?
You should like that he actually compares favorably to Tom Brady over the last few years, even an injured Cam Newton. I know a lot of the criticism of Cam Newton is, he's not accurate. You know, he's off target. In the last 5 years, Brady's known for sort of short, intermediate throws. He's been off target more on throws less than 10 yards than Cam Newton has, 15% versus 12%. So Cam is perfectly capable of that that short, quick strike offense. He saw it coming more and more with the Panthers when he had Norv Turner as his offensive coordinator and Christian McCaffrey out of the backfield. So sort of those quick throws. I think he's more than capable of that. Additionally, the offensive line in New England is light years ahead of what it's been in Carolina, maybe Cam Newton's whole career. If you go and look up the left tackles that have been blocked for Cam Newton in his career, and you'll see after Jordan Gross retired, you'll see a who's who of that guy from Khalil to Michael Orr. So it's been quite a list. So I think that's where you should be optimistic as a Patriots fan, is Cam's actually done a good job with those short intermediate throws that the Patriots have thrived on for years. Plus, the offensive line in New England should give him a chance to do some magic with his legs as well.
Brian Ives, Stats and Information over at ESPN with us here on the huddle. Also a Panthers fan, 101.3 The Game, 101.3thegame.com. So are you telling me the most effective way for the Patriots to play offense is to do the exact same thing they've already done with Tom Brady for years and just sprinkle in a little bit of something else?
Yes, pretty much. You want the intermediate throw with the Edelmans of the world, but then obviously he brings the running game aspect to the Patriots they really haven't seen ever. no one in the NFL has really seen the type of runner Cam Newton is. We've seen Vicks, you've seen Randall Cunningham that sort of scramble around and go. Cam Newton's different because he is a pocket passer. People don't really realize that, who is given the ball to run. He does not scramble that much. I think 73% of his career rushing attempts are designed rushing plays. So he has more than double the next most of a quarterback in the league since the interleague. I think Russell Wilson's around 400, Cam Newton's around 800 or something like that, designed rushing plays. So he is a running back who can also throw the football. Yeah. And I think, so you'll get those quarterback powers. I know Tom Brady was exceptional in those third and one, fourth and one, little sneaks. Anything inside third and three or third and four, you can, I used to say when I was a fan, when he was in, hey, diddle, diddle, run Cam Newton up the middle. You know, just power him right up that line. I mean, he's massive. He'll get you those yards. So, and plus, obviously, it's something else the defense hasn't taken account for. You have to have a guy watching him. So I think that's what it is. You continue the short passing game, just obviously you have concerns with his shoulder and his deep ball and things like that. So keep doing that, but just throw in that running game, and I think if he's healthy, of course, I think it could be something special.
Brian, you mentioned the Cam was 6-2 before he got hurt. Mm-hmm. Some people will bring up that he was 0-8 in his last 8 games. What do you think the Patriots are getting there, the 6-2 Cam or the 0-8 Cam?
Well, I don't think you're going to be getting either, quite frankly. I don't think you're going to be getting Cam Newton that is 2015 or early 2018 MVP caliber. He's just too banged up. But you're not getting a guy, hopefully, that literally can barely walk and can't use a shoulder, which is what we saw in 0-8. He wasn't healthy for a single one of those games, 0-8. And given the Panthers, he's pretty much outside of McCaffrey. He's all they've had. That's why you lose games. Obviously, individual players don't win or lose games. It's a team sport. But when you're as important to the offense as Cam Newton was, when he's banged up, it's hard to win. I think you'll get something in between. I don't think he's going to be chucking the ball 20 yards downfield. I just don't think that's in him anymore. And I also don't think you'll see him run 20 times a game either. So I think you'll get a little bit in between. Belichick's probably the best coach to ever coach the NFL, so he'll figure something out. He'll talk to Cam, and they'll know what works with him. Cam's very receptive to coaching and happy to listen. So I think you'll get something in between. So I wouldn't be going out there thinking you're going to go 13-3 and he's going to win the MVP, but you're not going to be out there battling for the bottom of the division either.
Brian, without injuries being the answer, which would be an obvious one, what should we worry about as far as Patriots fans and Cam Newton?
I do think the deep ball has always been a concern with him. And the Patriots, I mean, they have Harry, I guess, but they don't really have any guys that you say go and get it. Cameron's really only had, Steve Smith very early in his career, but has never, and Curtis Samuel was coming on these past couple of years when Cam Newton was hurt, so it's hard to use him. He's never really had a true deep threat, so his deep ball has always been a concern. So you do worry about defenders packing the box in there against him and against those short runs, jamming the receivers, and it being difficult to spread things out and sort of loosen up the defense. That would be my top concern outside of injuries, which is far and away number one.
Yeah.
So if you say something other than number one, I think the deep ball and ability to sort of get the defense spread out a little bit would be number two.
He's Brian Ives, works at ESPN Stats and Information, of course, diehard Panthers fan. Brian, can't wait for the season. Now we've got a whole bunch of interest with the Patriots. We'll see how it works out. Appreciate you stopping on by.
Of course. I'll be watching. Thank you for having me.